The role of plant breeders. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. The advances soybean breeders have made in the past decade are pretty amazing. But Trevor Holes, global soybean breeding lead at Monsanto, says the next decade will provide even more discoveries.
So for us in breeding, it's all about genetic gain and driving performance at the farm level. And so plant breeders have been around for many years. And so we're just employing new technologies now to pretty much give us a step change in performance. But the products that we develop, we don't develop in isolation. It's combining that product development with a sound agronomic trait package, and then looking at the best transgenic traits that can really round it off with defensive traits or herbicide resistance traits to really enable an increase in productivity.
So what drives the direction that the breeders are going to be taking?
It's many different factors. So if breeders are focused in a specific part of the U.S., for example, they obviously look at, you know, what is the total package that I need of defensive traits. And so we look at, in that spectrum, is it an insect pest or disease pest that is really the limiting factor to expanding the acreage or the market play in that particular market?
So once that trait is identified, how long before it's going to reach the farmer?
Average, I would say it's 6 to 10 years. We've obviously looked at improving that cycle time shortening the cycle time by really focusing on maximizing our utilization of contra-season nurseries. So like in Puerto Rico, Chile, Argentina, we can get 2 to 3 breeding cycles a year. And then also, if we have what we call DNA markers associated with that trait, we can really pinpoint that trait effectively and then reduce that cycle time to even shorter a period of time, say 3 to 5 years.
As the global lead here at Monsanto, what gets you excited? What makes your day when you look at what's going on?
Well, you know, this is for us a decade of the bean. When we think of the exciting trait depth that we have, there's so many new traits coming up in soybeans right now, not only in the transgenic side, but also the breeding side. There's a wonderful opportunity for us to take productivity for soybeans to a much higher level than we've ever seen. Like I said, we've looked at doubling yields over the last 90 years. We're looking at doubling those yields over the next 20 years, and it's that combination of transgenic traits and native breeding traits that's really going to get us there with that agronomic focus.
Trevor Holes. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.